I'm from a clean school, and I actually love this topic because it's like a huge topic that involves everyone, and like not everybody is like okay with his or her body. So I think we should eradicate this, because that could give us more freedom.
Hi to everybody, my name is Veronica Valeria, I'm 13 years old, and I really like today's topic because I think that we should talk about bodies, about everybody's bodies, and like make people like really know what happens if you like don't love yourself. I guess, sorry. That's what I did.
Hi everybody, my name is Emily Ceballos, I'm from the school La Colina, and first of saying what I think of this topic, that is bodies of this episode, I think we should like make a review of what we say on the last episode. So in the last episode we talked about the stereotypes, and we introduced ourselves, and we also give points of view of what we thought of the topic of the stereotypes. Next we have Maho.
So hi, my name is Maria Ceballos, and I'm going to introduce you like the topic of today. So first we have the stereotype of the body. So we have three topics. The first one is the health, all the problems that is produced about the stereotype of the body, like the man has to be super strong and the woman has to be very skinny and like soft and all that thing. There's a lot of mental health, body health, there's a lot of sickness like bulimia, anorexia, overweight, diabetes, and that can produce suicide. So I think it's very important to talk about this and teach the people to have like to love their bodies. Then we have the other type of stereotypes that are like, oh, the blonde women are dumb, or all that thing that happened, that is stereotypes. And then we have the like the injustice of the body, like the part, the intimate part of the woman is the part like in all the history is the less searches in all the history. And nowadays we have more information about that, but we don't have all the information. So that are the three topics of today. So now we are going to present our opinions about the topics. Yes. So my opinion is that about the health and the other thing. Oh yes, about the health. I think that we have to teach people, and we have to get out that thing of society that we have to have a perfect body, because nobody have a perfect body, and we have to love our body like they are, like yes. And then we have the stereotypes of the color of the eyes and all the hair, like the blonde ones are like dumb. And that can happen, like, don't depend on your color of skin, your color of hair, your color of whatever it is, that don't make you, like, a person. You make you a person. So, yes. And about the history and information about the intimate part of the history, like, our history very matches around all the time. About a little bit time ago, we're like the women go out and fight about their rights, and now we have now information about our intimate part and how it works. Well, but we don't have all. So I think that the I think we have to research more about our intimate part. Because we have to know how it works. And that is my opinion. So then we have Nico Cariet.
Actually, I think that like you have all the reason. Because we should stop thinking that blondes are dumb and all that. And I think we should do more researches about the woman part and all that. And yes, we should actually accept our bodies like we are.
Well, I actually agree with Majo and Nico. Because I think, in the first topic about the health, I think that, you have to love your body as it is. There's no disclaimer there. But I think that, you love your body, but I think that sometimes, people's opinion, affects you, and that makes you, get, diseases, have a lot of stress and anxiety and all that stuff. So I think that we could just ignore those people and be happy as we are. About the topic like the physical stereotypes of bodies, the girls have to be blonde and blue eyes. I just hate them. It's no, they're just horrible. I think that we shouldn't judge people just because of their appearance. I don't think that it matters if you're white or if you're black or blonde or brunette. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And about the last topic, that is... Sorry, how can you please remember the last topic?
Is the little research we had about heart.
Okay, thank you. About that, I think that... People today should study for equal both bodies, both types of bodies. Sorry. So yeah, that's my opinion. Now, Emily.
So as my classmates say, there are a lot of things. That can affect a person. Sorry. I think that we shouldn't. I forgot the word. we shouldn't. I don't know what to say. I think that the stereotypes are really awful. Like as I said in the first episode. I think that we should take the time to know the person before we start judging the person. I think that if all the people tried to know the person first, the stereotype shouldn't be created. I think so. I agree with all my classmates, as they said, there are a lot of things that need to be changed in the world. There are a lot of things that aren't really good. In the part of health, I think that the people that... if one person start judging her or him, if that person thinks that the things that the other said of him or her are true, they will start changing the world that all the people want them to be. And I think that's not the point. I think that it's really important to be yourself. Love yourself is important. But also, I think that you should be a best person and be yourself. Also, I think that if the people let the other commentaries affect them, they will not change. And I think that all the thing that stereotypes make, the stereotypes is a type of an opinion, I think. Sí. No, no, no.
Okay, so we're going to start. So first we have our first topic, that is the thought of the people about the society opinion and the stereotype that we all have. So we're very introduced to the topic. So I'm going to talk about the corsets. Like, all a woman have to have like a skinny, a skinny body, so they use the corset for help her to be like more beautiful. Yes, but the thing that they don't know is that affects a lot of organs, and that can make you like difficult to. Yes, thank you. Can make it difficult to breathe and all that things. So yes, I think that the corset is a pretty like thing. I think that is pretty, but we have to inform the people what are the causes and one can cause that. So yes, that is my opinion.
I think that it affects health. Beauty is awful. Like, if another person says that your nose is ugly and you make plastic surgery, you will have a lot of consequences, like the implants or other things like that. I think that beauty is a really important fact that affects people. Also, because they themselves, they're bad. If you think in a different way, you don't have the beauty enough to be loved the way you are, like the.
We have to inform people. So yes, that is my opinion.
I think that beauty affects health. Beauty is awful. Like, if another person says that your nose is ugly and you make plastic surgery, you will have a lot of consequences, like the implants or other things like that. I think that beauty is a really important fact that affects people. Also, because they themselves, etc., they're bad. If you think in a different way, the people change for the opinion of the others. And also, if you think that, I don't know, you don't have the beauty enough to be loved the way you are, like they try to change and be another person, and that's not the point. I think that beauty affects the health, the mental health of the people. I think so.
I actually disagree with it, but I don't think that is surgery. I think that is beauty. I think that it's like the sense like you want to have, like, for all people thinks you, like, from all people to have, like, your theirs on you. I think that's what I think about. I don't think that is beauty, because beauty is, like, irrelevant. Beauty is like a different perspective from everyone. So I don't think that beauty is like, beauty could be a stereotype, I guess. Because like sometimes this people think that beauties are thin and skinny girls with blonde hair, blue eyes, and that. But also, we could think that a beautiful woman could be like, I don't know, black skin, brown hair, I don't know. That, like, I think that beauty is a different for everybody. Yeah, I think that. That's my opinion.
Actually, it is. But actually, I think the thing of plastic surgery and all that, Emily has a point. Because have you heard, like, what people say, like, beauty hurts. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce this. So that's because, yeah, like, people modify their bodies to look like to have like the perfect body stereotype, and some of, and actually, it could cost your life. And imagine like wearing a corset, knowing that it might have done damage inside you, all that.
Okay, so in this thing, I actually disagree. Like, the plastic surgeries,
well, it depends, no? It depends, yes, on the people. It depends of, because, well, if the person that is going to make the surgery, the plastic surgery, because of that he thinks he has the wrong thinking about what beauty is, and he changed or her changed with surgery, is a bad thing. But the plastic surgery, in like general, is good, because if you suffer, burns in your face or in your body, the plastic surgery will help you. I'm not saying from the point of the things of the accidents or that type of things. I'm saying as the part of the wrong ideas of the people. Like, yes.
Yes, that people modify their body.
Yes. Modify their body.
Because they want to, and they are completely healthy.
Okay, so in that part, I agree and disagree. So I want to explain my opinion. So the people sometimes make that surgery because, I don't know, there are crazy people that they want to be a Barbie. But not is because the stereotypes, not because she wants to be. So she do that because she wants to. But some people make that surgery wrong for a stereotype or other things. But I don't think that the plastic surgeries are bad. They're naturally good, and the people naturally do it. Not all the people. Are people that make it because of stereotypes or other things. But some people do it because they want. Like, I want to have more body because, I don't know, I want it. So I have more body. Or, oh my God, I want my nose, like, want to be like, I don't know, I want to be like, an elephant. I don't know. That can happen. A lot of different things about the people's minds. And the people do that. So I don't really think that the plastic surgeries are bad. In all the cases. Like, in the plastic surgeries, in all the cases, I think that they're good. I think that we have to change is the thinking of the people. Like, they have to be, like, good about their bodies. They have to be sure of what they're doing. And some people are sure. And yes.
I totally agree with Mariana saying. With Maho, I think like it's exactly the same. Like, and sometimes plastic surgery is necessary because I know my father is a doctor and he once told me that he received a case in which a girl had a car accident. And he like opened her face, and well, of course they have to, well, fix it. So in that case, I think that it's pretty necessary to make plastic surgery. So I don't think that they're bad. I just think that people should actually know what they are doing. If it's a completely necessary case, such as in a car accident of this girl, Or, for example, in the case of Dove Cameron, an actress, she wanted to be like more free. If she wants to, go ahead. It's your life, it's your body. But I think that we all should like take care of ourselves and do what we feel more comfortable with.
No, I actually agree with Vero. So some people do the plastic surgery because they want to feel more pretty for themselves, not for the other people, for themselves. So some people like lose weight because they have to be more pretty for ourselves, because they want to be more pretty for you, not for you, for me. yes. So I think that in all the plastic surgeries are good. Really, they are good. Some people exaggerate them, or some people don't really know what can affect that. Some people like exaggerate so much because they want to be so perfect, like that they can cost their lives. So yeah, I think that we have to debate of the thinking of the people.
Actually, yes, you have a point, but I think people do like plastic surgeries because they won't fit in the stereotypes. Like, you think you aren't pretty because there is someone else saying that you are than anyone else or something.
Not always. Like, sometimes you want to lose weight because, I don't know, it affects your health, like, I still have diabetes and I want to be more skinny because of that. Or, I don't know, I have a little butt and I want to be more bigger because, I don't know, it's more comfortable for the body. So, sometimes it's not always about the shirt. Sometimes it's about us. So, yes.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like divided. I agree with Nico, but I also agree with Deadly. With Maho, sorry. So, yeah, I agree with both of them. Because sometimes people do plastic surgeries for stereotypes, but also sometimes people do it just for themselves. So.
And we also don't have to discard the thing that people need them because of... I think that how would a parodist go out to, I don't know, the place, if someone just literally burned her face. So the plastic surgery is good for the person that is going to make it, like, for themselves.
Actually, yes, but, I think that's, like, we're talking about, like, people who decide to, like, modify their bodies to fit in stereotypes. Like,
but
bodies are, like...
I think that we're talking about bodies in general. Like, and also bodies, it's not... Like,
and also bodies, it's not going to the part of plastic surgery. If you were born with a really strange ill, I think that you would like to be different. Bodies is a really, really crazy thing. Bodies, all through all the years, is different. All the bodies are different. No matter what people say, all bodies are different. And we need to accept them. And as I was saying, we're not going to talk about only if the person wants to become another person or fixing their bodies to be like the people say. Because as all of us were saying, bodies are different. And you can take bodies as different things, like the plastic surgery, or if you were born with a, or if you, I don't know, have an accident and you are completely different from what you were. Bodies is a really, really large topic to talk about. And I think we are only talking about what people can do for themselves, no?
Yes, I think that now we can talk about the thinking. Because, like I said before, with the plastic surgery, the problem doesn't the plastic surgery, the problem is the thinking of the people. So
people get a wrong idea of what beauty or what other people think about them. Like,
exactly.
There are a lot of people that think, I don't know, maybe I think that they think that I'm really rare, I don't know, weird. Because the people usually think about what the others will think of us.
Yes,
like we always like care of what people think about us. And I totally disagree. Because, I mean, if someone, like, I don't know, like I just know his name or her name, tells me I am fat, I'm ugly, I don't know. I just don't pay attention to them. It's like, I don't care about your opinion. I just care about the opinions about, like, people who actually really know me. Like, you guys, my family, I don't know. It's like, we have to care about the opinions that actually matter.
Yes.
Actually, that's true.
I think that we don't need to care, like, well, it's in different cases. If you think that your family won't accept the way you are, you don't need to change. You don't need to change. It depends on what the people say to you to change. Because if it's a really good thing, like, I don't know, give you tips or something that you need to change. But if it's a really different thing, like a bad thing, you don't need to change. Because of your family? No.
Right, yes, I agree. Like, your family can support you and all that things. But when we're talking about your body, yeah, I want to explain that it's your body. No, it's our family body, no, our friends, no, the society body, it's our body. But we have to accept, I don't know, like, we have a little boobs and a little, I don't know, we don't care. We don't have to care. Like, I accept, like, we are, like, I am a little bit fat. I don't accept that. So, you really have to change the mind of the society. Like, make you understand and make understand the people that we don't care. So, the people is going to care more about judging us because we don't care. So, they're going to stop.
Yes, actually, yes, like, we don't have to be, like, careless about others' opinions, but we have to know how to ignore, like, bad opinions that people say us. And actually, the people that judge the most are, like, the ones that have, like, more insecurities and all that.
Yes,
I agree. Like, I just agree.
Yes, the people is always gonna tag. You're not going to be good with all the people because the people are like that. They're always gonna talk about you, about whatever thing they are, it is. So you have to make sure about you, of who you are, or how you are, and love you. That is the more important thing.
Actually, guys, I think that, like, the moral of this episode is, like, love yourself, actually, because, like, we all this time when we're talking, like, about this topic, like, we always say that you have to make with what you feel more comfortable. So, like, yeah, I think that's, like, the moral.
Yes, like, the message.
Like, basically, accept you as the way you are.
Don't let the people like I don't know, some people say that the blondes are dumb. So you don't have to be dumb because the people say you have to be dumb. And that is very important. Or because we're black, you're or because we're women, you have to go to the, you can be, I don't know, a doctor because you're women. Or you are all that kids. So you don't have to let the people's opinion affect you, because you just become that. So then we go with the other topic, like it is the history of the parts of the women that is we have very low information, and I think that the people make like, I don't know, like a part that part, like, yes, because they don't know that part, are they, and they like they can't tell, like, so for some people it like a part, like to say, oh, this thing is called vagina, because some people can't say that because they're uncomfortable with that, and we have to change them thinking, because finally it's your body. I have to know how it works and how you can affect how it can affect you in that part. So I think that we have to do more, but very much information about our parts, our intimate parts.
Yeah, actually, I think we might continue like studying all bodies, like as you say, Maho, like sorry if you hear something in the background. I mean, my house. Sorry. But I think that as you say, Maho, like woman's body is not been like to study, so I think people might actually study and really know what we're talking about.
Yes, I agree. So yes, and talking about that, I think that the woman, she knows how to, the woman has to know their body, because some women don't know their bodies. Are so many women that don't know their vagina, they don't know it. Like, and they have to know it, because finally it's your body and you have to know how it works. And because of stereotypes and all that things, the woman don't do it. So I think that the woman should do it. That proven a lot of things, like sexual violence and all that things. If you know your body, you know how to prevent all that things.
Also, I think that is in general, both of these genders, there are a lot of things that we need to know about our bodies. There might be a lot of things new that we don't know.
Actually, I think that this topic is like clear to us, because we like we're all saying that we have to study more and all that and know how it works and all that.
Also, I think that if all the people, like I think that all the kids, because we are the new generations, we are the future of the world, literally. I think that if we are conscious about what is important and what is not, we could and we might make a really better place to live, better things, I don't know.
Yes, I know, like, we are the future of the society and all that things. If we teach the little kids or I don't know, the people, or the adolescents, I don't know, all the people, we can teach them like how to save your body, and they might change, and they might do a change in the world, or the people. So yes, also the moral of this all information is that you have to accept yourself like you are, and also you have to know yourself. Like, you have to like know your intimate part about what, how it works, what it is, and all that thing. So yes, that yes, right, yes.
We need to think about the future, and as Maho and Vero and Nico said, we need to know ourselves better than we think that we know.
Yeah, so I think with all this, we already finished our podcast. So
I think that with this episode, we had like enough installation about this topic. So thank you very much for being here, and see you in the next episode.
Yes, and don't forget to follow us in our social media. We have Instagram and TikTok, Pinterest,
and we have an email.
Also, we have an email. So if you want to talk about your body and how insecure you are, you can talk to us. We're
very good. We would like. We could share about the experience and all that.
Yes.
And don't be ashamed of your
body. And we have another social media that is called Anchor. That is the thing of, it's like a social media podcast. So don't forget to listen to us. And I hope you like this podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.